So this is one thing I want to say. This is one thing that I love about this business and this industry and whatever. I can be here and I can pop out for a second and we can do business and we can do life. And I've actually been, the movie's just starting. The one we wanted to go to was sold out. And so we had to go to a different theater and started later. But, you know, we're watching The Greatest Showman again for the second time. Our kids are singing away to it. But it's one of those good shows, and I look at it and say it reflects life and reflects all this stuff, and I can be doing business, you know. But the movie just kind of started, and before I've been texting and going back and forth with people talking about things. Eva Hood's just, you know, killing it with her little system that she's got going right now, and it's fun and exciting. And I'm excited for Loretta to be doing the call tonight. On my phone, it's a little bit harder. I don't get quite the Hollywood squares. I only have 4 on a screen, but you know, there's quite a few people here, and it's exciting to see Kevin. I saw you pop on. He friend requested me today. It's fun to see people who are coming into the industry and coming into these things and learning and growing, and it's awesome. You guys, we have a lot going on. Loretta is one of our great Canadian female leaders. She's a powerful woman in business. She was a mortgage broker. She is a mom. She does amazing things. She's just heart of gold. She runs the Workout Warriors, and she gets up early in the morning to do that, which I don't, even in Canada when it's super duper cold. And so I look at it and say, she knows her stuff. She's got a heart of gold, and I'm excited for her to talk tonight because she's really started to grasp the whole Facebook Live and being able to do collaborations and brand herself and to build that where you start to get followers that then start to ask you, what is this and how do I do this? And you don't have to work as hard because you build a brand and you build an opportunity that people start to follow you and then say, I want to know what she's doing. And so Loretta, you're not on my Foursquare screen, but I know you're here. So I'm going to turn the time over to you, my friend, and you rock it. I'm excited, guys.
Thanks, Taylor. I am so excited to be talking to you guys tonight. I am going to try to share my screen with you all. So what I'm going to ask you guys to mute yourself if you have any background noise. And I'm going to see what I can do to share with you guys my screen. So do you see this? Hang on. Oh, yeah, we do. I'm going to back it up a little bit. Oh, you're going to get a sneak peek. This is a presentation that I did at conference before, and it was at our big one in 2017, this one, the Think Big conference. And it's more true today than it was even then. And I know more about it, and I've tested it more since that time. And I think that what we're going to talk about tonight is your personal brand. I don't think people understand that you are a brand, whether you are intentional about it or not. People have preconceived ideas of what it means when they look at you. Who are you, right? Who do they think and know that you are? That is your brand. Now, a really good way to find out what your brand is right now is to ask your friends and family, because we have a limited view of our own little lives, right? We're seeing them from our own perspective. And we're really going to get into talking about how to be intentional about your brand, what your brand is. And I've got steps and questions for you today that are going to help you build your brand. So here's an example of some of the brands that I've had. As a mortgage broker, I was part of a team for a little while. I am a money coach. That is a brand that I have. I have Workout Warriors. That's a part of me as well, a team here on fire. And so finally, I just kind of amalgamated all that into who that is Loretta King. This is Loretta King. These are all the branches of Loretta King that I publicly promote, right? We all have so many different hats. Some people will see you as a mom, an aunt, a friend, a sister. They might see you as the lady at church that's kind to everybody. They may see you as the person in the office who spoils everybody with treats. What do they see about you? How many aspects of you do you have, and which ones are you promoting, right? So whether or not you have a brand, whether you know it or not, you have a brand, and have you defined yourself? A really good place to start looking is in your social media. What have you been talking about in social media? Have you branded yourself just as a family person, which is fantastic, right? If you're sharing just pictures of family, are you sharing, what are you sharing about yourself in social media? So if you guys follow me in social media, I've got about four or five groups and three pages, as well as my own profile. And how to do that, that's changed over time as well, because the rules of Facebook keep changing. And if you look through it, you maybe have an idea of what my brand is. I love this slide. Do you guys remember these terrible falls from grace? Tiger Woods was a golden child. He was a golden child. Lance Armstrong, everybody loved him and all the work that he was doing for cancer. But they slipped up. And what happened? Nike dropped them as fast as it possibly could. Because Nike was smart enough to know that these people were a reflection of their brand. Right? So we are going to show our mistakes as well as our successes, as we show ourselves out there. But Nike and what Nike did with these people is how you need to treat who you associate with. Who you associate with says a lot about your brand. In the mortgage industry, we were often invited to be part of networking groups. It's like BNI, I don't know if you guys know about those types of groups, but they were referral groups where people wanted you to refer them to your family and friends. Now, I don't know about you, but I am super duper careful about who I refer. Because if I refer somebody and they do a bad job, then it's a reflection on myself, my integrity, and my brand. Do you guys relate to that? Can you feel that? So that's a big reminder about what you're tying your brand to and making sure you know what you're tying your brand to. This is important. You guys need to write this down. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, right? What are you doing to show people who you are? This is one of the things that Facebook Live is so powerfully important. You could go live in Instagram and in Snapchat, Facebook stories. You could just do stories. But do people really know you? Do they know you enough to decide if they like you and trust you? And the greatest thing about social media right now is the video is the fastest way to show people who you are and to gain their trust, because they get to see you, warts and all. And this is an important part of your brand, is people just knowing you. So our team has a challenge right now to do Facebook Lives. Not about Dynamax, not about anything we're selling or anything we're promoting, but trying to get people to know us better so that they know whether their values, their beliefs align with ours. Because if they do, then they're going to become our tribe and they're going to follow what we're doing. Very exciting. The opportunity is so exciting. Branding and personal development go hand in hand. This is so true, because you know what your brand is better as you figure out who you are. Does that make sense? The more you know about who you are, the easier it is to share that with others. And the best way to find out who you are is to do the personal development and the personal growth. That's where you start to expand your mind. You start to expand the thoughts and ideas that you're exposed to. And you get to decide, do I agree with that or don't I? Have I ever given that any thought? What do I believe about that? You need to know these things. And the more you grow as a person, the more your business will grow as well. So four steps to creating your personal brand. This is Chalene Johnson style. I know you guys all hear me all the time. She's my hero. She's taught me so much about social media, about health and wellness, about building a business. And I trust her. I know I can trust her. And that's why I you're confident sharing her plan with you. So step one, what unique childhood or youth experience is driving your passion? This is really interesting because we all have different passions and a lot of us have the same passions. But what makes you unique is your story. What about you is driving that passion? What about your childhood history? What built your integrity? What gave you your character? How did you come to believe what you believe now? Here's mine. Oh, I'm just sharing with you guys like crazy. I was a farm kid. I grew up on the farm driving tractor. There's my sister Sandra beside the tractor and I'm driving. There's me with the baby calf in the house. This is my story. This is where I come from and this is what makes me me. What makes you you? Right? Growing up in a hardworking, not very wealthy family is an important piece of who I am and what I believe going forward. Step two, what one thing about you is a different approach or perspective from what other people do? See, and this is interesting, especially if you are committed to health and wellness. What sparked that story for you? What sparked that concern for you? For some people, it's a chronic disease. For others, it could be just a battle like myself with emotional eating and being overweight as a teenager. All of those things are special to you. For me, it's about overcoming limiting beliefs. I know that I've put myself in a little box and I've been spending my lifetime expanding. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Faith is an important part of who I am and where I'm coming from. And I know people are worried and scared to share their faith in the world today. And I happen to think that, you know what? It makes me who I am. It's part of me. If you don't like that, then we're probably not going to be a good fit in business or in life. So I may as well be honest about who I am and share that with people. It's hard though. This is the other part of this. In branding yourself, you need to share your heart. You need to share who you are, vulnerability and all. And it's the hardest thing to do. It takes time and it happens in stages. It really does. Step three, what one belief of yours is going to serve people that other people aren't doing? Why should people do business with you? For some people, just the fact that you are a person of faith is going to make other people really want to do business with you because they know that other people aren't brave enough to put it out there, right? Maybe you believe in just the kindness of people. Maybe you believe in the integrity of the human spirit. Maybe you believe that all things are possible. What do you believe that's a little bit different? I believe that anything that I learn that's going to help my life, I'm going to share with you. Because if it's helping my life, odds are it's going to help yours. And I'm all about spreading the love, right? So this is one of those things that I share. My love of fitness, my passion for getting fit without getting skinny, because so many people just do the fitness thing to get skinny, has caused all of these people to join in and do that with me. How exciting is that? That fills my heart that I can have a positive impact on people like this. Think of all the people that you are positively impacting just by being you. And think about how many more you could share that with if they really knew who you were, right? Oh, so exciting. I just love it. Okay. A lot of you at that conference saw that this song, Humble and Kind, is a huge theme song for me. Because I think that I believe that life gives us many, many blessings and many, many gifts. And everything that we learn and share and grow, it's our responsibility to turn around and share that. So I have a mentor. That means that I get to become a mentor to mentor somebody else, who then in turn mentors somebody else, right? That's a theme for me, and it makes me unique in some ways, right? Step four, what is it about you that attracts other people to you? What attracted your friends to you? Are you funny? Are you witty? Are you kind? Are you caring? What did it? there's something about you that's unique that attracted the other people that are like you. Try to target that. Try to figure out what it is. We talk about Facebook Lives needing to be educational or entertaining or inspiring. Which of those things comes most easily to you? And share it. Team Hair on Fire. See, this is part of the brand that we created within Gynamax to make ourselves feel part of something bigger than ourselves, right? Because being part of Gynamax in general is amazing, fantastic. Look at this tribe of like-minded people. This is our tribe, and sharing whatever tribe you're part of is going to help along the way. But your personal brand is in no way entirely about whatever product you are selling. It's got to be way beyond that. When I look at Chalene Johnson and following her, when I first started to follow her, she was just teaching fitness. And she evolved. And she started teaching business. She started teaching how to be successful without having no life. Then she started teaching health because she went through a health journey and she was sharing what she learned. I never followed her for one product. And your life is going to evolve the same way. We don't know how Gynamax is going to evolve after the rebrand. We have no idea what that's going to look like. This is your chance to be branding yourself, right? You need to brand yourself. So for me, Gynamax is part of my brand. Health and wellness is part of my brand. Being a money coach is part of my brand. So is being a wife and a mom. Part what your brand is how you connect with other people. So I think it's just so worth your time right now, especially while the company is in transition, to build your brand, find your people, be out there talking to people about what you think is like, what you think about, what you like. Join groups on Facebook that are like-minded individuals. Go forward showing the world who you are, why you're unique, and why they want to listen to you, right? Why are you influential to them? Who is your circle of influence? As you develop your brand, you're going to discover all of that as well. So that is my screen share, and I don't know how to get off of it. We'll try. but I think that's basically my message for tonight. I want you guys to understand that you are so much more than a Gynamax associate. You are so much more than that, right? So you have the potential right here, right now, to find your people. And I challenge all of you to show us a piece of your life on live, right? Share it on Facebook Live so that we can see who you are. What do you like to do? Do you like to go to the park? Do you like to play? Do you like to play with your kids? Do you like to work out? Give us a video from the gym. One of my favorite coaches, he's a real estate coach, but he has fantastic life wisdom. He always goes live from the gym. After his workout, looking crazy, and I think, wow, you know, I can do that. And yes, I saw the chat that said, can you share your slides? Sure. I will try to put them on a PDF, and then I'll put them on Revolution for you guys. But yeah, that's really what I had to share with you tonight. I hope you got some value out of it. I hope that that you can do this. I want to see your personal brands. I want to see who you are. I want to know who you are. So that's all for me tonight. I don't know if Taylor has results for us on Beards, Bellies, and Bucks. I don't think he does. And I don't know if I should end this meeting or if you guys want to stay and chat a little while. So, anyway, thank you all for your attention. Appreciate all of it. And I'll see if I can end the meeting. I don't think
thanks,
I can.
Loretta.
Thank you, Loretta.
Awesome job, Loretta.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys all soon.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Loretta.